Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. I hope that your week is going absolutely, absolutely fantastically, as I'm sure that it is, and mine is as well. And of course, I've got all the latest news to share with you about everything that's on the go in and around this beautiful city of Joburg that we live in. So do stay tuned. Let us get started. First things first, Top Model South Africa grand finale took place this past Saturday evening, the 17th of Feb, at the Big Top Arena at Carnival City. The show was absolutely amazing. I enjoyed every single minute, and these sort of spectacular events are to be expected from renowned choreographer and producer Willy Fainter, who wowed the thousands in the audience. And there were over 80 finalists from all over the country who competed to win this very prestigious title. But as we know, there can only be one winner, or one male winner and one female winner. A huge round of applause are in order for our female winner, Melissa Magiera, 22 years old from Cape Town, who's a professional dancer, and the male winner, Alexander Jenkinson, who's 18 and hails from Cullinan. And they walked away with the titles of Top Model South Africa, male and female respectively. So well done to both of them. And then there's a brand new category that they introduced this year, which is called the Fresh Face category, which was won by 19-year-old Jamie Scott from Roodepoort. And the Fresh Face category is specifically for girls who don't qualify for the international model height requirement, but they are absolutely beautiful nonetheless. So they're a fresh new face to look out for. And Top Model South Africa is certainly the biggest platform to be discovered as a model in South Africa. In fact, both Melissa and Jamie have already been signed by FanJam, one of the country's most prestigious model agencies based in Cape Town. And Alexander's got a number of meetings lined up with some of the top agencies as well in South Africa. So all the best to him. I'm sure that he will secure an absolutely fantastic contract. And they'll be heading overseas. They'll be doing a whole bunch of stuff. So do stay tuned. I will continue to share their journey with you. But well done to Alexander and Melissa on winning their Top Model SA titles. Yay! If you love great music and you're slightly older like me, you'll be excited to know that Christa Berg is heading to the Sun International Times Square in Menlyn to perform at the Sun Arena on the 2nd of March. So this will be one of only two shows that Chris will be doing while he is in South Africa as part of his Better World album tour. He'll be down in Cape Town, and then he'll be coming up to Joburg. And he has quite an illustrious career spanning over three decades and a huge long list of platinum selling albums. Christa Berg is a significant, he's got a significant following of fans in South Africa, and his show is expected to sell out soon if it hasn't already. So if you would like to head through and check out Christa Berg, that is once again at the Sun Arena at Times Square on the 2nd of March 2018. Tickets are priced between 460 and 800 Rand per person, and you can get more information and booking details on bigconcerts.co.za. So if you would like to see Christa Berg live in SA, make sure you get your tickets now. So they say that life begins at 40. Having just turned 40 myself, I'm still waiting to see what all the hype is about. However, one of our top South African comedians, Riyad Moussa, is also 40, and he reckons that life begins at 40. So Riyad is pretty much just launching a new one-man show, which is absolutely hilarious. It is called Life Begins, and it is pretty much a snapshot into his life as a 40-year-old, a father of four kids, a husband, a comedian, an actor, and pretty much is peppered with all the current cultural and political issues thrown in. So following very successful sold-out shows in 2017, Riyad is back on the stage with his epic tour for Life Begins. He is absolutely hysterical, and this looks like it's going to be an absolutely, absolutely great show. It's going to be on at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square from the 28th of March until the 5th of April. And tickets are 200 Rand and are available through CompuTicket online. So that's online.computicket.com. And the performance starts at 8 p.m. in the evening. So that's Riyad Musa with Life Begins at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square from the 28th of March to the 5th of April. So you maybe want to make sure that you diarize that. Something else that's heading our way in March, the National School of the Arts is going to be showcasing their bright, young, talented performers during their annual NSA Festival of the Arts Week, which is running from Tuesday the 6th until Sunday the 11th of March, and it's going to be on at various NSA and Joburg Theatre stages. And it's going to be featuring a very diverse program of youth-focused productions. The festival was formerly known as the Festival of Fame, and it's going to be running for 5 days and celebrating all things art, dance, drama, and music, which is sure to delight Joburg audiences. And leading the impressive lineup is a flagship production called The Wiz, which will be showing on the Mandela stage at Joburg Theatre from Friday the 9th of March until Sunday the 11th of March. And this is a vibrant, feel-good, award-winning Broadway musical, which is a magical retelling of Frank Baum's The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And obviously, it's got a local twist, so you can join Dorothy and her traveling friends, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion, as they ease on down the yellow brick road to the Emerald City to meet the magical Wiz. They all have a problem for the Wiz to solve. Dorothy needs to get home to Kansas, the Scarecrow needs a brain, the Tin Man needs a heart, and the Cowardly Lion needs some courage. And it's obviously going to be set, as I said, against an urban backdrop of familiar landmarks and skylines, and is an uplifting musical of good triumphing over evil, liberation, and self-discovery. And it features a dazzling mix of rock, gospel, R&B, and soul, and the emerging stars from the NSA will delight from curtain up to finale. I'm really looking forward to seeing this. So if you want to join Dorothy and learn the lessons that she learns as she faces the reality of growing up in a happy and loving company of the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion, then make sure that you book your tickets to see The Wiz on the Mandela stage at Joburg Theatre Friday the 9th of March. There's a show at 9:30 a.m. and one again at 7:30 in the evening. Saturday 10th of March, there is a 3 p.m. show and a 7:30 show. And then Sunday the 11th of March, there's a 3 p.m. show. Tickets are 100 to 120 Rand. There are discounts for group bookings of 10 or more. And you can contact Joburg Theatre on joburgtheatre.com to make sure that you book your tickets for this show. So that looks really, really epic. By the way, I actually have two sets of double tickets to give away to see the opening performance of The Wiz on Friday the 9th of March at 7:30. So if you want to make sure that you stand a chance to be in that competition to win it, you need to head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and then click on win tickets to see The Wiz at Joburg Theatre. The competition closes on Tuesday the 6th of March, and the winners will be contacted via email. So if you think that this is a competition that you would like to enter and you want to join Dorothy and all her awesome friends at Joburg Theatre on Friday the 9th of March, then make sure to enter to win tickets to see The Wiz. Coming our way this weekend, or making its debut this weekend, should I say, the Woman 360 experiential event is debuting at Sibaya Casino in Durban. And it is then going to be moving down to Cape Town and up to Joburg over the next couple of weeks. But it is basically part of the official Miss South Africa regional competition. And it is hosted by sponsors Solsi and Sun International. And the aim of Women 360 is to present a positive, constructive, educational, and entertaining platform that showcases a variety of options available for women who wish to explore new avenues to enrich and enhance their lives. So this year, 2018, is also a very special year because it is the 60th anniversary of the Miss South Africa pageant, and Women 360 is going to be doing a whole bunch of absolutely, absolutely awesome things. So it's going to kick off at 4 o'clock on Friday, February the 23rd with Fascination, where some top Durban designers are going to be showing off their collections as they are going to be, you know, vying for the opportunity to become part of the panel that will dress Miss South Africa 2018 during the year of her reign. And then on the 24th, there's going to be a whole variety of stuff going on. There's going to be speakers focusing on health and wellness, including biokineticist Letsego Zulu, who will be discussing fitness and healthy living. Our current Miss South Africa, Dr. Ade van Heerden, will be leading a Q&A on mental health, depression, eating orders and anxiety. And Dr. Matteo de Villiers will be giving advice on aesthetics and preventative medicine. International celeb chef Siba Mtongana will also be in attendance to share tips on making everyday healthy food choices. And there's loads on the go. There's workshops, there's a demo masterclass by makeup expert Gina Myers, and there's going to be loads on the go. So this looks like absolutely, absolutely loads of fun. So to find out more, you can head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, or you can also get your tickets on ticketpro.co.za, and that is from Friday the 23rd to Sunday the 25th. And they're going to be heading down with the show to Carnival City in Joburg, which is going to be taking place Friday, April 13th to Sunday, April 15th. So keep your eye out for that, and you can also book your tickets on web tickets. So kicking off in Durban this week, heading down to Cape Town, and then down to Joburg in April. So this looks like loads of fun and great stuff to do if you're looking for some different things to do in your life. If you love art, then you may want to catch up on this art exhibition. It is called Before It Is Completely Gone, and it is a solo exhibition by Thierry Osso, his first at the Stevenson Gallery. He has been described as a social archaeologist and combines his immediate context with accumulated personal experiences to put together a very probing yet poetic commentary with a global perspective. So he's South African and Beninese, and he's going to be basically doing or displaying a whole bunch of works created in ink, acrylic, and oil bar, and presenting three-dimensional installations made from materials found in Joburg through chance and exploration. And basically, it is a tribute to our heritage, which is disappearing as quickly as you could ever imagine. So Before It Is Gone is going to be showing at the Stevenson Gallery, which is located at 62 Jutta Street in Bromfontein. It is now on until the 3rd of March, and there is no cost to attend. And you can find out more by heading across to the Stevenson website, which is stevenson.info. So do check that out if you are an avid art lover. Local funny man and one of South Africa's best ventriloquists, Conrad Koch, is heading back with Chester missing to Monte Cassino. And let's be honest, if they didn't have all the political goings on to discuss, Chester missing would not be that funny. And now that we have a brand new president and some of Zuma's cohorts on the run, I can only imagine that Conrad must be having an absolute field day with all the content at his disposal. So his latest show is called The Puppet Guy, and is going to be coming to you at the Peter Turin Studio Theatre at Monte Cassino from the 25th of April to the 27th of May 2018. This is billed as Conrad's funniest show to date, and Puppet Guy is all about hilarious characters, funny observations, and world-class entertainment. There's Hilton, the dancing ostrich, who's made out from some feather dusters and a slipper. DJ Hoodie, who's a DJ made from sunglasses and a hoodie, as well as some other surprising new characters. And, of course, Chester Missing, who's going to be bringing his shenanigans to the stage as well. Tickets are 130 Rand. They're available from CompuTicket. The show has a PG-13 age restriction, and, as I said, is running 25th of April to 27th of May at the Studio Theatre at Monte Cassino. So that's in the Peter Turin Theatre. I think that's the one upstairs. And shows are 8 p.m. from Wednesday to Saturday, with an additional 4 p.m. matinee on Saturday and Sunday. The shows are at 3. Looks absolutely awesome. So great news for those of you who may suffer from dry or sensitive skin like I do. Dermalogica is launching two brand new products that are going to be hitting our shelves on Monday, the 26th of Feb. And I am super excited to share about the Ultra Calming Duo with you, which is perfect for dry and sensitive skin. So some people have, you know, mild occasional flare-ups. Other people suffer from real redness and discomfort in their skin. They're so embarrassed they don't want to leave the house. And whether your skin is dry or oily, there are a variety of triggers that can cause you to suffer from sensitive skin. Things like stress, diet, products in your cosmetics that you're wearing, allergies and pollution. I know that often in winter, my skin is very taut and very dry, and I literally feel like my face is going to crack. So the two new products in the Ultra Calming Duo are the Barrier Defense Booster and the Calm Water Gel. I have tried both of them, and the results are immediate and visible straight away. So the Barrier Defense Booster is a concentrated oil. You literally like sort of pop out 6 drops into the palm of your hand and rub that on, and it just really soothes and nourishes the skin and restores a bit of sort of balance to the skin. But the Calm Water Gel is my absolute favorite. This is a weightless water gel moisturizer that hydrates dry and sensitive skin. And it literally, your skin just sucks it up immediately. And I mean, I can see when I'm a bit dehydrated, especially if I've been running around crazy or I've had a lot of events. Under my eyes, I start to look like I've got a little bit of crepe paper there. And application of that, literally, it absorbs it immediately. And the wrinkles and fine lines and stuff disappeared immediately. I was really, really impressed. So it locked in the moisture, and the Ultra Calming Duo is going to be available at Dermalogica authorized spas, salons, and skin centers from Monday the 26th of Feb. The Barrier Defense Booster comes in a 60ml bottle, retails for R1,220, and the Calm Water Gel is available in a 77ml tube and retails for R890. Dermalogica have also got a brand new personalized tool that they've just debuted, which will help you assess your skin sensitivity risk, and it is called the Online Sensitivity Score Tool. You can head to skinsensitivityrisk.com, enter your location for personalized insights about what might be causing your skin sensitivity, and get some expert tips and product recommendations to sort you out. So that's really, really exciting. So you can find out more about both of the Barrier Defense Booster and the Calm Water Gel, as well as the sensitivity score tool, on the Dermalogica site, which is dermalogica.com. So do keep an eye out for those. If you, like me, suffer from dry and super sensitive skin, these are two products that you definitely need in your skincare artillery. That is it from me for this week. I'll be back with you again next week with a surprise guest, so do stay tuned for that. Everything that I've spoken about on the show today is available on my website, heatherhook.com. So if you miss times or you miss prices or venues, head on over to heatherhook.com and go and check all of that out. Don't forget to enter to win tickets to see The Wiz at Joburg Theatre on the 9th of March. It's going to be an absolutely amazing production, and featuring some of our local talent, which really inspires me. And I will be back with you again next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log in to www.nicheradio.co.za.